Not all of the groups have representatives. So I guess the first thing we need to do is figure out where everyone has been putting the information, because not all of the Google Docs have been updated. So I don't see anybody here from the first group. The second group, Navita's on the call or not? Not. So no one from the second group. So for the third group, we have Denise and Norm and Jabara here. What Google Doc have you guys been gathering your information into? I'm hoping it's the DNS SSR document that we started in LA, and it's just been because we put all the questions in there, and we've had some observations from those flip charts. Is that where all it is?
What topics does this is Denise? What topics does this cover?
So that I have to pull up a different Google.
Do you know, Norm?
No, all right. Hold on.
Yes. So we've had.
I know it's really.
It's challenging.
I don't know how else to do that.
So in a few of the groups, different groups that I'm in, we've been having discussions about specific issues and trading emails and working towards text that the small group is comfortable with that will then be posted on the Google Docs.
Great.
Kind of give
that's
you
fine.
A sense of the protocol that we're following.
That's totally fine. I don't mind a big cut and paste at the end.
But my expectation is, at least for the ones I'm involved in, that we'll at least have draft text posted for the larger group by the end of this weekend.
That would be great. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm just filling airtime here, Norm.
I didn't join the Zoom. Hold on.
Which one are you talking about?
The status document. That's the most consolidated place to answer Denise's question. So, Jennifer, can you put that link into the Zoom chat as well? Okay, so if we look at the agenda. I don't know how I'm going to get all this on my screen.
We can borrow some Freddy.
Yeah, so the DNS SSR section 5. Is namespace abuse, and under that there were several topics. The first one was transparency with respect to abuse.
Yep.
This
okay.
includes DAR.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, I thought it might be that set. So
yes.
I just wanted to confirm that. This is Denise. So, unfortunately, our group wasn't able to, didn't didn't get to talk to compliance until this Tuesday. So it was just a few days ago, and I think we have some follow-up questions, but I think, we need to huddle.
Okay, and that's what this time is for, is for that huddle. To get to the what is the crisp summary of the findings, what are the proposed recommendations. That way we can find out whether we have consensus on that or we have a big discussion or somewhere in between. And so that's what I'm hoping to get from each of these is that just list of bullets that synopsize the work so that we can see where we have consensus, see where we need discussion, and see where we're close together and where we're far apart.
On the compliance side in general, I think that's going to be a large discussion. Yeah. Okay. And that is kind of going to include DAR too, because DAR is also a tool that's overlaps there.
I see. I just didn't think this was part of that big block because you guys thought it was green, which led me to believe you weren't waiting. I knew you'd take in more information from that call, but I didn't think you... anyway, that's how I interpreted the green.
Okay. Well, so specifically on the DAR thing, Denise and I had a conference call regarding that. We, agreed on some areas. We still need to bring the text forward, though. But during the call of compliance, where I thought we would go deeper into DAR, that was nixed. It said, no, that's not our area. So we weren't allowed to explore that further. So we had to talk to John.
So you have to talk to John, and John's not in compliance.
Right.
Right. All right. So, you know, if there are those actions, we need to figure out what they are, get them listed so we can get them done, and hopefully it won't take 3 months to schedule like the last one.
Yeah, well, good news is that Marrakesh is coming up and people are actually there. So if we can block some time, it'd be great. This is Norm, by the way, sorry. On the call that Denise and I had specifically on this topic, though, like on DAR, there was some points that we agreed to. So we did reach consensus on. But I don't know if that's, I'm trying to figure out what you want to do with that now.
What I want to happen now is for the people on these topics to huddle and figure out what they want to share with the whole team.
Okay, gotcha.
So that to determine whether we have team consensus or just group or topic investigation consensus. So on the ones where we don't have anybody present, that's what we have to figure out what we're going to do, because I don't necessarily know where they've been keeping their text. I think a lot of people are doing exactly as Denise described. I know on the crypto one, we had a document we've been passing around by email, and you know, we just need to be able to capture that kind of stuff, because I'm sure each little group is doing their own thing, and maybe that's what we needed to do differently, but that's where we are now. So I'm looking for suggestions on how we make progress on the ones where no one from the team is here. I don't think we have text on all of these.
This is Norm. We've had this same point in the last calls as well. There's no one to discuss it. Yes. So I think we need to understand if that's going to continue or not in that state, and I think we need to assume it will and find an alternate plan today.
Well, part of what I was hoping would determine tomorrow from these synopsis discussions is if there isn't consensus and there isn't much energy for further investigation, then maybe we just drop it, which is totally okay if things end up having been investigated but don't have a recommendation. There, I assume, will be several of these.
Yeah, this is Denise. I agree. Just quick question. I'm sorry if I missed this earlier. Is the technical writer here? I don't see
that. The technical writer should have landed about an hour before we started. On the way.
So this is Lauren, just as an additional comment that I kind of got from some of the groups I'm involved in. Tons of stuff is essentially the kind of like, okay, we're not sure if it makes sense for us to investigate further, and it goes more into direction of kind of putting a recommendation to kind of say, well, monitor this space, see what happens. So that is definitely an approach sometimes, I think.
This is Russ. We have to be careful about that because that's imagine being SSR 3 and our recommendation was monitor that. What are they going to say? What was the intended effect?
So Russ, I can answer this indeed. If I can find. So we do have, for example, some themes where we're seeing this might have an impact on the DNS, and the recommendation that a sub-team has drafted, which I cannot find in the document, essentially says, you know, make sure you liaise with relevant research communities on these topics, make sure it's regular, make sure it's kind of put into like a report or something like that regularly, so that I can kind of stay on top of these developments, which is like in line with multiple strategic objectives and goals. And it would mean, because they're reports, this is something you can check, as in, has this happened?
Yes, which is different than what you first said, right?
Sorry, I might be sleeping still.
That's why I said we have to be careful how we word this, because we do want to make it straightforward for the people who come behind us to say, yep, they did it, or nope, they didn't, because we don't want to put anybody in the place we found ourselves. Okay. I'm sorry.
just on the document that we need.
All right. From that agenda slide you sent out, there were a Google Doc for the recommendations and then four Google Docs, one for each work stream. Can you put those in the chat so people can easily find them as well, with some kind of a label so we know which is which, right? Thank you. So what I'm going to suggest we do is I will go through those Google Docs and see if the teams that have no representative here, see if I can find anything in them. And if not, send some email to them and ask for a pointer. And the groups that have people here, let's caucus very quickly and see if you can get to the point where you can report out. What I suggest is that we stop the recording at this point, since we're going to be going from small group to small group on like 30-minute intervals. I can't imagine what the recording would mean to anyone later. But I think that in order to facilitate the people who are remote participating, we need to leave it up, and we'll designate a set of microphones for the for use by the participants that include those guys. Does that make sense? All right.
Thank you.